First verse. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Who made the devil anyway? The Bible says the Lord did. How much power could he have? And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were both open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. I'd like to ask my pastor if he would, to ask God to anoint me. God maybe would just pass the mantle this way this afternoon. And let's pray with him today as he prays for the Holy Ghost just to have its way here in this service today. Pastor Knuckles. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor, say, let's let the Holy Ghost fall. You may be seated here. I'd like to title this message today, Things Are Not Always What They Appear to Be. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost up here. Eve really wasn't a big sinner. She was just another lady that God had made, that he had placed on the earth. And if you think about it today, church, she wasn't out there committing adultery. She wasn't doing drugs. She wasn't an alcoholic. She wasn't what the world today maybe would consider a bad person. She was just a regular lady. And she looked at this tree that God had asked her not to eat of, and it appeared to her to be good for food. It appeared to be pleasant to the eyes. It appeared to be a tree that would make one wise. And so she ate of the tree that God had asked her not to eat of, and it caused the whole world to die. Because she did what appeared to be the right thing. Folks, things are not always the way they appear to be. Even though it looked like the right thing to do, it was the wrong thing to do. Eve's sin caused mankind to destine themselves to hell. Stay with me because I'm going to preach. Praise the Lord. She wasn't a bad person. She simply disobeyed the commandment of God, and it caused her, her family, her children, and all that lived from her and her husband all the way down to Adam to die, or to Moses to die. Her disobedience cost her her life. Folks, we've got to obey the Lord today. You might be a good person. You might feel like you're all right. Everything might appear to be just fine. But it doesn't matter if you disobey the Lord, you've got a bigger problem than you could ever imagine. Praise God. Moses came to the Red Sea, and it looked like things were out of control. He was standing there with 3 million Jews standing at the Red Sea. He was wondering, God, what are we going to do? It appears to be a hopeless situation because the armies of the enemy were on their tail and they were just about to get annihilated. God had to tell him, don't worry about it. Things are not what they appear to be. The Bible said that God caused an east wind to blow that night. I believe that he froze the sea and stood the sea upon its side and caused the children of Israel to walk through on dry land. Elijah, servant of God, great prophet, he and his servant were in a place one time, a familiar passage, a familiar scripture. And there they were standing there, and all the armies came against them. And they were two in number, and it appeared to be out of control. He turns to Elijah, Elijah's servant did, and the guy says, "At last, master." He said, "Man, we're dead." He said, "We got a problem here." He said, "Would you take a look at this? Things don't appear to be too good, man of God." Elijah turned to him and said, "Man, things aren't what they always appear." He prayed a prayer and said, "God, I wish just for a moment that you'd open his eyes that he might see the way it really is." God opened his eyes, and the Bible said that he looked out over in the mountains and in the sky, and he saw multitudes and multitudes of God's angels that compassed the place about. And the Assyrians got blinded and could not see, but Moses' servant, his eyes were open so he could see. Things were not appeared. They weren't what they appeared to be. Praise the Lord. About 1,990 years ago or more, it was a little night in the town of Bethlehem, one of the smallest cities in Israel. And there was a lady there that was giving birth to a child. And it appeared to be just another birth. It appeared to be just another child. As a matter of fact, folks, let me tell it like it is. It appeared worse than that. But she ended up getting pregnant before she was married. It appeared to be a fornicated situation. She appeared to be a sinner woman. But she was not a sinner. She was overpowered by the Word of God and brought forth a child that night. She was impregnated. Things were not what they appeared to be. She was looking for a place to have the child. Couldn't find any place to live that night so that she could give birth to this great son. They ended up in a barn, folks. In a manger where they feed cattle and where it smells. And there they were that night. And the rest of the world could have looked on and seen a lady that supposedly was carrying an illegitimate child, giving birth to it in a little barn, in a little village, in the city of Israel, or in the nation of Israel. But let me tell you, things are not always what they appear to be, because that night in Bethlehem, the Savior of the world was born. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus appeared to be just another man. Matter of fact, the Bible said he really wasn't a great-looking man, like some would think he would be. He was just a regular guy, like me and you. Just a regular Joe. Matter of fact, he was the son of a carpenter. And a lot of the world looked on him, and that's exactly what he appeared to be. The illegitimate son of a carpenter. But I got news for you, folks. He was not an illegitimate son of a carpenter. He was the legitimate son of God. He appeared to be just a man. To some, he appeared to be even a prophet. But he was God. I said he was God. Jesus Christ was the Almighty incarnate God in a body. And he came to save us. He tried to tell them a couple of times who he was. He walked among men. He said, "I know I don't look like much. I don't look like God. I look like one of you. I'm not a real handsome guy. I'm well acquainted with grief. I've got sorrows. I've got problems just like you do." He said, "I appear to be like one of you." But he said, I'm not. He walked up one time to a blind man. All the religious people were standing around. I want you to picture this. Priests, all kinds of ministers, they're standing there. And here comes the illegitimate son of the carpenter. And he walks in, and there's a man standing there that's blind, been born blind all his life. He's standing there, the Pharisees are standing there, and folks, this is what the Bible said. Jesus looks around. Oh no, my wife's sliding in the chair right now. Oh, don't say that. And he spits on the ground. And now this man that appeared to be the illegitimate son of the carpenter is now kneeling on his knees playing with spit that he just spit in the ground. He appeared to be a nut. He appeared to be crazy. But let me tell you how it really was. God was making that man something so his eyes could see. He was telling him who he was. He said, I'm not who I appear to be. I'm not who you think I am. I made this body from the dust, and from the dust I will make him eyes. Oh, yes. Philip was walking with him. Said, Lord, show us the Father. Show us God. Because he appeared to be just another man. He turned to Philip. He said, Philip, how long have we been together anyway? Said, you haven't figured out who I am yet, Philip. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen him that sent me. Hallelujah. Jesus did miracles, wonderful works. He was crucified. They hung him on a cross. The sun went down. It was a terrible day. He was just hanging there bleeding like a normal man. And he died. He appeared to be gone forever. But things aren't what they appear to be. Because 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. And he walked out of the tomb on that morning. And there stood Martha, or Mary, standing outside. And she looked over at Jesus. And he did not appear to be who he was. She looked over at him and saw a gardener, the Bible said. But it wasn't the gardener. He had to turn to her and say, woman, things aren't what they appear to be. I'm not dead, and I'm certainly not the gardener. I'm alive forevermore. Woo. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. He appeared to his disciples one day. They were walking along together. He said, so what's going on, guys? And they were walking down the street. They said, oh, haven't you heard? The one we hoped would be the king has died. The one that we had hoped would be the Messiah. They hung him on a cross and killed him. And today was supposed to be the day that he said he'd rise. And Jesus is talking to them. He's walking with them. They didn't realize who he was. He was not who he appeared to be. Then he sat down with them at the table that night. He broke the bread. He began to pray. And the Bible said it appeared unto them, or immediately their understanding was open and they realized who he was. Folks, I'm telling you today, things are not what they appear to be. We appear tonight to be a minority in a majority, a world with a majority of sin. A majority of problems, multitudes of problems. We seem outnumbered tonight, but I got news for you. Things are not what they appear to be. Praise the Lord. The devil puts up a fight. He's got a big mouth. He's got a lot of God's people scared, but I've got news for you. Things are not what they appear to be. God is still God. He's still pouring out the Holy Ghost. He's still healing sick. He's still doing miracles. Woo, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Things are not what they appear to be. Jesus had risen from the dead now. The apostles were scared. They're hiding out. Jesus walks through the wall. He had a new body on. Wasn't like the one he had before. Because this one he raised and resurrected. He walks through the wall. The Bible said he appears to the disciples. He's trying to show them who he really was. The disciples are standing there. And they were afraid. Because he appeared to be a spirit or a ghost. He said, no, I'm not a spirit. He said, I'm not a ghost. He said, it's me, you guys. I'm not what I appear to be. He said, it's me, I'm God. He said, look at my hands. He said, look at my side. He said, it's me, I'm alive forevermore. He told his disciples, he said, I want you to go and wait until you be endued from with power from on high. He said, I want you to go in Jerusalem and wait there till I send you the Holy Ghost. It was the day of Pentecost. They'd been waiting 10 days for the promise of the Holy Ghost. They were praying. I don't think they were dead. I don't think they were like a lot of churches today. I don't think they were just sitting around. I think they were really praying. They were really talking to God. They weren't ashamed of God. They just saw him in his resurrected state. They were waiting for the promise. The Bible said the Holy Ghost came in like a rushing mighty wind. Filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues as a fire. The Bible said it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's not it. When the Spirit of God rested upon them, they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Folks, they were having church. Why don't we have some church here today? I don't care if it's afternoon. It doesn't matter to God what time it is. We can still have a move of God. We can still let the Holy Ghost move. We can still praise God. This thing started at 6 o'clock in the morning. They were in the upper room. On the dawn of the day. Maybe it was 5 o'clock. The Holy Ghost came immediately. Folks, they had church for 3 hours before they even rolled out into the street. That doesn't sound like a lot of churches I've been to. I said they had church for 4 hours and they still stumbled their way out into the street. They were worshiping God. They were praising God. They were expecting something from God, and they knew that if they pray and worship, God would give them what he promised they could have. They worshiped God. The Holy Ghost came. They received it, and they looked drunk. This thing started upstairs at 6 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we find them out in the street like this. They were praising God. Folks, they were in the street praising God. What would happen if this meeting went out into the street and praised God? They weren't ashamed. They were excited because they just received the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. They were talking in tongues. They were babbling on. They looked like a bunch of nuts. They appeared to be nuts. They appeared to be drunk. They said, what's the problem here? Said, what's with these ignorant people? The Bible said they called them ignorant Galileans. It's 9 o'clock in the morning and they're drunk. Peter said, no, things are not what they appear to be. He said, these aren't drunk as you suppose. He said, they're not. They appear to be drunk. He said, but it's not what you think. He said, they just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, in the same Jesus that you just crucified. God has made both Lord and Christ. They said, what do we got to do? He said, you got to repent. Be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. And he said, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children. Woo, thank you, Jesus. You know, when somebody gets baptized, it doesn't appear to be much. We don't appear to look like much either. When we're down on this altar praising God, why don't we have an altar here? We need one. When we're down here praising God and praying, and we're trying to get a hold of something from God, folks, you appear to look like a real jerk. Your nose is running. You've got makeup on, it's running too. You're crying. You got Kleenex and hankies all over the place, and you got about 10 people standing around going, la, 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 la. We appear to be a bunch of nuts. But I got news for you. Things are not what they appear to be. God's filling people with the Holy Ghost. They might think we're crazy for praising a God that we can't see, but God knows what's happening. We know what's happening. Things are not what they appear to be. To this conference center, we may look like a small group of people that's rented their facilities, making a lot of noise. We might appear to be just a bunch of nutcakes. I got news for you. Things are not what they appear to be. Because what stumbled into this conference this week is the children of the living God. Hallelujah. I remember when I first came to church, I'll testify of my great deliverance that God gave me. I left my mom and dad's house pretty early in life, and I loved mom and dad. I want you to know that you did a good job with me. I just needed God. That's all that was wrong with me. But I went down a long way, I guess you could say. I appeared to be a bum. I was a bum. I'll never forget the one of the first days I met my pastor, Brother Knuckles. I met my wife. She was backslid, running from God. We had met. I come over to the house. He was working on a bike. The only thing I owned was about 10 t-shirts, a few pair of pants, a black leather jacket, and 2 motorcycles. And here I was dating a backslidden Pentecostal. My girls bring home one of them guys, I'll blow their heads off. Don't you dare do what your mother did. Because you don't have a father like Brother Knuckles. Brother, you remember this? It was 80 degrees outside. He was working on a motorcycle that had blown up. This kid blew it up. And I walked over there in that driveway, and I knew he was a preacher. And you know what? There was something different about him. And I walked up that driveway, and I sat there, and I said, what's the matter? He said, well, we're just trying to fix this bike. I said, let me do it. I didn't want to take my jacket off. Because what I appeared to look like. The tattoos on my arms. The biker had long hair. I left my black leather jacket on. It was 80 degrees. It was hot. I always wore it in case of a wipeout, Brother Bingham. Happened all the time. And I walked up that driveway and I sat there and I talked to him. And he said, why don't you take your jacket off? I said, no, I think I'll leave it on, thank you. Because I knew he was a preacher. And I knew I was dating his daughter. And I didn't appear to be too good. And he said, no, go ahead. He said, why don't you go ahead and take your jacket off? I said, all right, Dad, you asked for it. I took my jacket off, and there, about 6 inches away from his nose, was a tattoo of Yosemite Sam smoking a joint. I said, "You asked for it." He just looked at me. Didn't say nothing. I'd have walked in the house, got out the shotgun, said, "All right, kid, off the property here. Don't ever call my daughter, I'll kill you." He didn't say nothing to me. My wife didn't say nothing. He walked up to my wife before we were married. We were living together. And he said, "You know," he said, "I'm going to make you a deal." He said, "I'm not going to witness to this kid. I'm not going to even tell him about God." He told my wife, "But things are not what they appear to be." He said, "I see a preacher." He really didn't witness to me. Once I asked him, when I asked him, he let me have it. But I'll never forget the first time I came to church. The place was a dump. The whole missions work had about 15, 20 people going at the time. If I would have gone by my sight, I would have turned around and walked right off of that. The little bitty building, maybe about as big as this platform, appeared to be a condemned place. They were paying $100 a month in the city of Chicago to have church there. So that tells you how rotten the building was. And I walked in that place, and it was in that place, out of all the places in the world I could have been, standing in front of the White House, maybe in some fancy place, but in that place, the God that made me met me there and filled me with the Holy Ghost. I got baptized. People looking on would have seen a man that had probably lived a pretty rough life go down in a water barrel. It was a horse trough. It wasn't even a fiberglass heated baptismal. Don't go by sight on nothing. He baptized me that night. And to maybe some of my friends that looked on, or maybe to some of the people that knew me, I was just another man getting dunked in a horse trough full of water. But things are not what they appear to be. Because that night, the Lord took away every sin that I had ever committed, and heaven had a party. Oh, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. There were many days I couldn't figure out. It blew my mind. I even asked my pastor, I said, "What's wrong with you people?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Why are you hiding this stuff? Why did it take me 21 years to hear about the Holy Ghost? I believe if I'd have known about it when I was younger, I'd have got it and stayed in church and lived for God. Why did it take me 21? Why don't you people tell somebody about this?" He said, "We do." He said, "We do. But they don't want it." You know why? Because things do not appear. They don't always appear to be what they are. Jesus said, "The world cannot receive me." Why? Because it doesn't appear. He said, "Because it seeth me not." There he was, God manifest in the flesh, walking among people, healing blinded eyes, opening deaf ears, and they still didn't see who he was. He appeared to be just another prophet, just another priest, or just somebody that was preaching. But he was God. I said he was God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Folks, I'm telling you, I feel something here today. We need to quit going by feelings. We need to quit going by what things appear to be like. We want to witness to people because they appear to be somebody we think needs God. Don't go by appearance. Go by the Word of God. We've got people backsliding out of our churches because of what things appear to be like. I heard about a preacher's wife, lived for God, had the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, repented of her sin. Lived for God 35 years. Went to a charismaniac church one night. That's exactly what they are. They're a bunch of idiot maniacs. I don't care if I offend them. They need the Holy Ghost. They appear to have it. She went to this church, and she walked into this service, and while she was standing there watching everybody, that's what got Eve in trouble. She said she was standing there in the church, and all of a sudden, this oil started to flow in her head. It went down her head and all over her body. Went down to her feet. She said she could just feel the oil flowing. So what? What are you reading the Bible that God's going to pour oil over your head to save you? She left the church because she said they looked like they were all right. They appeared to be just like us. Folks, I got news for you. Things are not always what they appear to be. We only got one way to go, and that's the way Jesus went. That's baptized in Jesus' name. That's filled with the Holy Ghost, repented of our sins, and on our way to heaven. Many a night, I would sit. I'd watch my pastor. He pastored a home mission church and go to work that night. Work all night long. I hate preaching for guys that work. Makes me feel like a jerk. But I'm doing the will of God anyway. But I can remember many nights I would sit there and I would watch him walk out of the church, go into the house, put on his blue jeans, a regular jacket, some kind of baseball cap. And he'd just walk out to his car. I'd think, man, Lord, I just don't understand this thing. He appeared to be just a truck driver. Just another guy out trying to do something for God. But things were not what they appeared to be. He was a God-called man of God that had enough guts to preach me the truth and tell me the way it really is. And it caused me to do something about it and get right with God. He didn't appear to be much. But many nights I looked at him go to work and I thought, my, there's a Bible teaching, preaching machine. Nobody knows him. Nobody knows it. But my God, things don't appear to be what they really are. Why are we sitting here if we got the truth in a little shack preaching to 20 people? Things don't appear to be right. But that's the way God planned it. It's by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, whether there's 20 or 1,000. First John chapter 3, the second verse. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Folks, I don't look like much today, but you're looking at one of the wealthiest men on the face of God's creation. Maybe I pulled up in a pickup truck. Maybe I travel around the country with my family in a 40-foot camper, but I got news for you. Things are not what they appear to be. Brother Baker, I was driving up the Notches Trace one night. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. My family was sleeping in the truck. I looked back and my wife was sleeping. The kids were sleeping. And I'm thinking it's 2 a.m. I'm all alone. Said I got my family in the truck. I'm driving down a road I'd never been before. I said, I'm lonely. Just left a 7-week revival. The Lord spoke to me and said, things are not what they appear to be. He said, because you're not alone. Brother Bingham, we're never left alone. Things might appear to be like we're a bunch of nobodies, but I got news for this world. You're looking at the children of the King of Kings. I was preaching a service one day. It was a whole mission work. They had about 3 or 4 people there. Some would walk by and wonder and think, man, they got nothing there. It appeared to be a little bitty thing of nothing. Just like the manger. And there I was with my microphone yelling at 3 people. And I suppose we appeared to be crazy. But I got news for you. Things are not what they appear to be. I was standing there, and the God from heaven that made every one of you in here tonight, that made the earth that this building's sitting on, spoke to me from glory. There was only 3 people there. Some maybe wouldn't even have bothered to go. I went, because I understand that things are not what they appear to be. He said, I want you to tell my people something. I said, yes, Lord. He said, you tell these 3 people here. He said, you tell my people that the Onassis, the Pulitzers, the Rothschilds, Kennedys. He said, you tell my people that all of these could not afford the street that I laid for their feet to walk on. It appeared to be a couple of old ladies going to church and one old dried up pastor there. But I got news for you. They were children of the King. They were the heirs of eternity and everything that God had. Folks, we're not just nobody. I said we're somebody. I hope the conference center's listening. You got about 2,000 people of the King of Kings in your hotel tonight. You're feeling the presence of the God that created every one of us. You're looking at future rulers of the world. The 1990s, decade of evangelism. It appears to be another decade. But I think, and I'm not prophesying, that it's not going to be a regular decade. I don't believe Azusa Street was the letter raised. I don't believe the whole world's heard the gospel. I don't believe it's been preached to everybody yet. I think this decade is going to be the decade that God really moves. This could be the decade, and I think it is, that Jesus Christ is going to return. They can't see him now. He appears not to be anywhere around here. But I think, possibly in this decade, he's going to appear. And this time, things will appear what they are. And we shall see him as he is. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I feel like somebody could get the Holy Ghost. maybe somebody could get a healing here. So, well, it doesn't appear to be that kind of service. So what? Things aren't what they appear to be anyway. God only knows what was going to happen here. I was goofing around, preaching a message at another man's church. I was really kind of goofing around, although I know it's true. I turned to the congregation. I said, you know what, you guys, from now on, I said, you don't need to call me brother anymore. I said, you can just call me King Whedon. Because the Bible said we'll be kings and priests. I was kind of kidding when I preached it, folks. I don't want anybody calling me that until I get over there and I become it. But I was just kidding in a way. You know how I am, Sister Johnson. And I was walking back around behind the pulpit about like this. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, that's why they call me the King of Kings. You don't look like much today. You probably don't even have a real nice car. Maybe you do. But you might be looking at, folks, the future ruler of the United States of America in the millennial reign. We got kings here. We've got priests here. Things are not what they appear to be. We may look poor. We may look hurt. We may look sick. But I got news for you. Things are not what they appear to be. We may look powerless. We probably do. We look powerless. But we're not. I got news for you. There's enough Holy Ghost in this place to do whatever needs to be done. Everybody doing all right? You didn't figure it out yet. Some of you halfway don't believe. You're looking at this thing from the wrong point of view. If you believe that you were going to be a king, there's one. The future king of South America, possibly. Woo! Folks, things do not appear. Things are not what they appear to be. We are the children of the living God. You're standing in the presence of the Almighty. The healer's here. I said the healer's here. There's some of you that might appear to be sick, but I got news for you. Things are not what they appear to be. Some of you are in a trial. God told me this, and you're going through a big one. But God told me to tell you, things are not what they appear to be. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. We're the King's kids. We are the King of the King. I'm about ready to have a fit up here. And I might just do that. And I might appear to be a nut. Things are not what they appear to be, because I'm worshiping the God that made me. When we believe it,
We stopped going by sight. We'd shut this place down if God jerked somebody out of a wheelchair. But let them hear a brain tumor we can't see. We'll get a Wednesday night, thank you, Jesus. Folks, things are not what they appear to be. I came here to have church today. Dad, if you'd worship God, open up your heart to God and praise Him, you'll receive the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gets the utterance. Praise the Lord, Mom, you too.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you today, things are not what they appear to be. The Lord's here today. If the Lord walked through that back door and you could see Him, you would believe Him to do anything. But because you can't see Him, you're not believing. But I'm telling you today, things are not what they appear to be. If you believe this message, why don't we praise the God tonight that none of us can see? Why don't we thank God for a miracle before it happens? Oh, yes, Lord. Do we look crazy or what? When this man goes to dancing, the world looks on him and said, reminds me of the inner city somewhere. Down on Skid Row. He's going to dance his way in to the upper city in the kingdom of heaven. Things are not what they appear to be. We shout, we dance, we praise God. Because we know who He is. And we know, regardless of what it looks like, things are not what they appear to be. I'll tell you something, folks. I feel the Holy Ghost right here, right now. I believe God can do anything we have to have done. Anything we could believe God for, He could do. Praise God. I feel like God's talking to some hearts. If we'd obey the Holy Ghost today, let the Lord touch you today. Let God have His way. Church, we need to realize who we are. He said it does not yet appear what we are. Brother Atkins, you don't look like much tonight. No offense. But you look like just another guy on the street. But He's not. And neither are any of you here tonight. Praise God. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. Are you excited with me? Why don't we take out about 10 minutes and do something that appears to be kind of crazy and have church? Let's all just raise our hands and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church, let's praise Him. Let's give God 10 minutes out of this day that we can really touch the throne of heaven.
I'm going to wear a robe and crown.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm going to walk the